So Russia has cleared a key defense pact with India ahead of President Putin's visit to India. And what is this pact? It is called the Reciprocal Exchange of Logistical Support, RELOS. Think of it as a friendship deal between two countries' militaries, where both sides agree to help each other with basic facilities that each other's military need, like the Army, Navy, Air Force can use each other's military bases, fuel, food, repair services, spare parts, airfields, seaports, etc. It is like if your soldiers or ships come to my country, they can refuel, rest, repair or reload here. And when mine come to your country, they get the same help. Now, why this agreement is important? Because it saves money. Both sides don't have to build new bases everywhere. It helps in faster response. If a crisis or disaster happens, military ships, planes can quickly get fuel and supplies. It strengthens partnership, shows deep trust between the two countries, and more importantly and strategically, it gives a presence in faraway regions. Their militaries can operate farther from home. So basically, if India and another country signs RELOS agreement, an Indian Navy ship sailing faraway can stop in that country's port for fuel and maintenance, and that country's aircraft can also land in India for repairs or refueling. So in short, RELOS agreement is equal to mutual support, plus shared military facilities, plus cheaper operations, plus faster movement. It's a logistics friendship pact between two nations. Now both the countries have signed the RELOS agreement back in February 18, 2025. But yesterday, that is on December 2nd, the Russian parliament, which is called State Duma, they passed the agreement, making it formally effective. Now the big juicy question is, why would Russia need RELOS with India? I mean, look, where is Russia and where is India? What does Russia want in Indian Ocean? This is where you have to understand that Russia wants a strong entry into the Indian Ocean. Indian Ocean is a warm water region because of its existence near the equator. And then it is also home to global shipping routes, then Middle East oil lanes, then African market are accessible. And most importantly, Russia will have a close proximity with India and the Indian Navy. With this RELOS agreement, Russian Navy can refuel, rest and repair at Indian ports. They don't need to bring a huge support fleet from faraway Russia. This saves money plus time plus fuel. Basically, India becomes Russia's logistical shortcut. If you look at the Indian Ocean, it has become the world's biggest geopolitical hotspot. China, United States, UK, France, Japan, everyone is active here. Russia does not want to be left out. That is why RELOS agreement makes Russia stay relevant in this region. Already, United States has 3 to 4 major military bases in and around the Indian Ocean. That is Diego Garcia, Bahrain, Djibouti. Russia has 0 bases. If Russia wants to operate here, India is the only friendly, trustworthy and powerful partner here. Just look at the world map. For Russia's trade and energy routes, Russia is building Northern Sea Route, North-South Transport Corridor from Russia, Iran to India. The Northern Sea Route gives Russia strategic independence, whereas navigating from Atlantic side, Russia will have to face many Western control choke points. The Northern Sea Route avoids Europe, Turkey-controlled Bosphorus Strait, US-NATO-controlled waters, Suez Canal choke point. The main goal for Russia is to trade with India, Gulf, Africa faster without touching European territory. So if you see, India is a perfect midpoint location for Russia's trade and energy routes. So the main objective behind Russia signing RELOS with India is because India gives Russia strategic access to the Indian Ocean, a region Russia cannot reach easily but cannot afford to ignore as well. And also we have to understand that India has very smartly brought Russia into its own backyard, that is the Indian Ocean, for a very strategic reason. As I said, Indian Ocean already has many powerful players who are active. I'm talking about US Navy, China, UK, France, Japan, Australia, that is Indo-Pacific partners. In the middle of all these players, India does feel some pressure because they all have more ships, more money, more bases, more global reach. So India needs reliable partners. And Russia is the only big military power fully friendly to India. United States is also somewhat friendly but unpredictable. You cannot trust United States. Europe is heavily politically influenced. China is a competitor and somewhat a rival. Japan, Australia, they are allies of United States. So that leaves only Russia, who has always been a consistent ally, doesn't have any anti-India agenda. Russia has strong navy plus defense technology and has a strategic autonomy. So bringing Russia into Indian Ocean is pure strategic insurance for India. With RELOS agreement, Russia gets access but India gets leverage. Now this is the smartest part. Russia can't operate in Indian Ocean without India. Russia is thousands of kilometers away. So if Russia wants access, they must respect India's interest. This turns Russia into a force multiplier for India, not a competitor. India is basically saying, come into my backyard, but only through my gate. So, if I have to sum up this video in one line, India brought Russia into the Indian Ocean not for Russia's benefit, but to create balance against the United States, Europe and China, and to make sure no single power dominates India's home waters. In this process, Russia can also explore its own trade benefits. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.